Hey guys, welcome to Blue's Clues, where I am giving you the opportunity to ask me all your burning questions, and I'll be sharing my journey, my lessons, my sacrifices, my failures along the way, so they may be a light to you along your path and journey. So today's question comes in, hey Blue, my name is Tanisha from Atlanta. I recently started a workout line for plus size women. I've always been a curvy girl, and finding workout leggings that were quality and gave me the coverage and cute styles I wanted was always difficult. So I decided to create my own premium brand made with quality material and a technology that helps reduce sweat and odor. I was super excited about my launch a couple of weeks ago. I posted on my social pages. I was expecting to sell out, but I only sold 20 pairs of leggings, which was mostly my friends and family supporting me, and I've only had a trickle of orders since. I just keep wondering, what did I do wrong? I just knew this was going to hit. Hey Tanisha, so first off, congratulations on your launch. So I'm so proud of you. I know how hard it is to take the leap and start, and you made that happen. I love what you're doing. You have a great product that you're obviously spent a lot of time developing. I always say niches make riches. You have a clear audience that you want to support with a clear problem and solution that you are solving. I completely understand. This was me when I launched my first business, Benet. I was sitting in my kitchen, AKA Benet's headquarters, and I was excited about the launch. I posted on Instagram, on our email, sent out messages to everyone, and I just knew the orders would just come trickling in and overflowing by the end of the day. But that's not what happened. Like you, we only got a couple of purchases. I was so disappointed at first, but this taught me so much. The issue isn't that you're doing anything wrong, but that you're not doing enough. So we can have the greatest product, but if no one knows about it, it's like, it doesn't really matter. It's all in the marketing. People have to see your brand like 6 to 8 times before they even start paying attention and take action. So you have to think creatively of how can I show up in different places to get my brand out there. For Benet, that meant we had to build our social media pages, our email lists. We thought about different influencers that we could partner with. We even had our friends post and repost for us. We thought about our PR, what publications, small and large, that we could feature or work with. We landed in Mashable, Black Enterprise, Essence, Southern Living, Pop Sugar, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, so many different publications because we decided to reach out. We did a lot of local markets and pop-ups where we got to sell our product, but actually be able to meet people face-to-face to share our story and see how they interacted with our brand. And that gave us so much information, a lot of market research that we then were able to use to improve that so many times we don't always get from just selling our products online. And word of mouth is still the most impactful form of marketing and is free. So think about how you can incentivize people that are already in your community to share. Tanisha, you could even partner with a local yoga studio or gym or host an event where people can come and exercise and shop. You are on the way, and I'm so proud of you again, taking the leap and making your dreams a reality. You got this, Blue. I hope you enjoyed this Blue's Clues. If you're watching and feel stuck and know that you're ready to create results you're proud of in your life and business, then I invite you to take the leap with Blue. A 3-month intensive, you will receive the coaching and accountability to gain the clarity, strategy, and confidence to take action. Limited spaces are available, but if you're serious and ready to make your dreams a reality, then visit www.taketheleapwithblue.com to apply for your spot in my one-on-one or group coaching programs. And I'll see you on the next Blues Clues.